In a significant escalation of regional tensions, Yemeni forces launched a ballistic missile at Israeli territory on Friday, marking the second such attack within a week. The missile triggered warning sirens in cities including Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and temporarily halted flights at Ben Gurion Airport. Reports indicate the missile bypassed the American-made THAAD defense system and was eventually intercepted by Israeli Arrow missile defense system. Despite interception, the attack caused panic, injured one civilian during the rush to shelters, and prompted several international airlines to suspend flights to Israel until May 18th. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant vowed a strong response to the attack, while opposition figures criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu's perceived inaction. Yair Lapid called for intensified strikes on Yemen's missile infrastructure and advocated for cyber attacks targeting critical services like electricity and water. Military analysts pointed out the limitation of U.S. defense systems. Al Jazeera's guest, retired General Faisal Douri, explained that the Yemeni missile, reportedly traveling at Mach 19, was too fast and agile for THAAD interceptors, which operate at only Mach 8.5. This raised questions about the effectiveness of advanced U.S. missile defense technology in real combat scenarios. The latest strike came just after Israeli airstrikes on Sana'a's airport, which were claimed to have destroyed Yemeni infrastructure. However, the continuation of missile attacks suggests that Israeli efforts have so far failed to halt Yemen's operations. Yemeni officials reiterated their stance. As long as the war in Gaza persists, so will their strikes on Israel. The geographic distance of nearly 2,000 kilometers between Yemen and Israel presents a major operational challenge for Israeli retaliation. Unlike swift operations in Lebanon, pushing targets in Yemen requires extensive time and planning. Experts note that Yemen's mountainous terrain and primitive communication networks help Ansar Allah-height missile sites and avoid digital surveillance, making it difficult for Israeli and allied forces to disrupt their capabilities. Analysts emphasized that despite superior military resources, neither the US nor Israel has managed to degrade Yemen's missile capabilities or prevent resupply. Some Israeli media have even floated the idea of a ground invasion, but military observers argue that the failures of the Saudi-led coalition from 2015 to 2023 make such an option highly risky and likely to fail. Ultimately, these developments suggest that the dynamics of the Gaza war are no longer confined to traditional fronts. Yemen has emerged as a significant and strategic player capable of affecting the conflict from afar. The failure of advanced air defense systems, operational constraints on Israeli retaliation, and increasing domestic pressure within Israel point to a broader vulnerability in the country's security apparatus. The continuing Yemeni attacks not only challenges Israeli deterrence, but also shift the regional balance, complicating the trajectory of the ongoing conflict.